As I speak to you now, we mourn the passing of one of the greatest voices and performers in the contemporary early music movement. Montserrat Figueres died on the 23rd of November, and her voice, which has been so much a part of this program in its 30-odd year history, is one that we will always celebrate, but particularly on this program this week on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Our program made possible by the Tony Award-winning Signature Theater located in Arlington, Virginia. For more information about their 2011-2012 season, check out their website at www.signaturetheater.org. Right away, in fact, just hours after her passing, I heard from our longtime collaborator, Father Jerome Weber. He had some really quite wonderful comments. As he says, some performers have a personality that goes beyond any excellence in performing or interpreting. I always thought that Montserrat Figueres and Jordi Savall were the most extraordinary persons and human beings. I was convinced that they are genuine, honest, devout, and warm people. I had the enormous good fortune in my life to have spent time with both of these artists and work with them here and there, and it is an incomparable experience. Father Weber gave us some suggestions in terms of programming. We will turn the clock back, I think, and go early on in the career of Hesperion XX at the time, and Jordi Savall and the wonderful Montserrat Figueres. The early Schola Cantorum Basiliensis Deutsche Harmonia Mundi recording of Caccini. We will hear one of those songs, the beautiful recording of the Book 8 Madrigals of Monteverdi, the Lament of the Nymph from the wonderful Spanish Baroque recording on EMI Virgin, the Juan del Vado, Do Not Go on That Boat Because the Sirens Will Be There, and then the enchanting Nina Nanna recording of lullabies. We'll turn to a little English lullaby, the extraordinary voice of Montserrat Figueres.
Tante stelle, tanti fiumi, non appena le viole, tante raggi non ha il sole, quanta noia però ignora, con gente che si innamora, quanta noia però ignora, con gente che si innamora, con gente che si innamora.
Negli affanni e nelle Oh.
Bye.
We are paying tribute to an extraordinary voice that has been stilled. That is some of the early work of Montserrat Figueras. Both Father Weber and I own the great, very, very early recording of the songs of the Trobriarets, the women troubadours. That has not been reissued on CD, but the minute it is, I'll make sure that we just dedicate a program to that great recording, as we are celebrating a voice now still, the wonderful Montserrat Figueras, this week on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. After the enormous success of the first song of the Sibyls recording, there were two more. Astrea Avridis brought out one that looked, through the research of Mari Carmen Gomez on the Castilian Sibyl that was sung at the great monastery at Silos, the monks that gave us the original chant recording. And we'll, as much time as we have, turn to this one. The Sibylla Galaica, as you would have heard it at the court of Alfonso el Sabio, the great collector of the actual troubadours and the music of the troubadours. At the time, Jordi Savall was working not only with Montserrat, but also Pedro Memelsdorf, the great medieval specialist and flute soloist, and the fabulous harp player Andrew Lawrence King. The Sibylla Galaica, the Song of the Sibyls. The Song of the Sibyls, that is the second collection, just a piece of it. But that is a reference to the extraordinary voice of Montserrat Figueras. She was born in March of 1942 and died just on the 23rd of November 2011. Extraordinary person, extraordinary performer. It was an honor to know her and celebrate her life then and now here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert R.B. Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. The last and very good suggestion from Father Weber was the wonderful Songs of the Catalunian People recording with Montserrat Figueras. We'll turn to three examples. The very famous Song of the Birds, which was made so famous by Pablo Casals. The Daughter of the King, which is one of the laments, and then one of the lullabies. This is the very appropriate one for the season. For Mary, the Mother of God, again, in tribute to the extraordinary Montserrat Figueras, some of the beautiful songs of the Catalunian people. some of the Catalunian songs, some of the songs of the people of that great region, of which Jordi Savall and Montserrat Figueras are such beautiful representatives over the years. Montserrat Figueras, who died on the 23rd of November, 2011. We would like to present to you as well on a coming program some of the work that has been not released yet or has been in process that Jordi Savall has done with Montserrat, and also some of the great reissues as those come along as well. Very special thanks to our friends at the Tony Award-winning Signature Theater located in Arlington, Virginia. For more information about their exciting new season, you can check out their website at www.signaturetheater.org. Thanks to Father Weber for his advice and wonderful comments about Montserrat Figueras, and to all of our friends at Alia Vox, and of course Harmonia Mundi for this incomparable music over all of these years. For more information about the program, you can go to our website, www.millenniumofmusic.com. Our technical director is Christopher Drummond, and for the program, this has been your producer and host. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.